Birthday, and from all of us at Finger Guns Comedy, we would like to say happy birthday, you sexy bitch.
Yeah, it's your birthday, so I know you want to ride out, even if we only go to my house. More easy as we sit upon my couch. Feels good, but I know you want to cry out. You say you want passion, I think you found it. Get ready for action, don't be astounded. And we switch position, you feel surrounded. Tell me where you want your key. Oh, tell me where you want your key, girl. Now, girl, you know I've been feeling, woke up in the late night, been dreaming about your loving. Girl, you know I don't need candles and cake, just need your body to make this birthday sex. Ooh, it's the best day of the year, girl, birthday sex. Ooh. See, you're sexy and them jeans got me on 10. 1, 2, 3, think I got your pin. Don't tip out, fight until the end. Ring that bell, we gon' start over again. We grounded with passion, cause it's your birthday. Been at it for hours, I know you're thirsty. You kiss me so sweetly, just like Hershey's. Tell me how you want your kiss. Girl, tell me how you want your kid. Girl. Now, girl, you know I've been feeling. Welcome to the late night, been dreaming about your loving. Girl, you know I don't need candles and cake, just need your body to make this birthday sex. Ooh. It's the best day of the year, girl, birthday sex. Ooh.
Como tale vu, everyone, and welcome to a very special episode of Finger Guns Comedy. I am Gordon Joseph Levitt. You've come to know me. You've come to love me. Since I've taken over being in Steve's apartment, it has been 3 very luscious weeks, and I'm having a blast. And I think you guys are too, because I hear it. You know, they say they have a Sotelo gang, but maybe they should have a Gordon guild, you know, a little Gordon guild, a Gordon gang. Maybe that's just me. Maybe I'm getting too ahead of myself. Today we're talking about Steve. And what do we know about Steve? Well, Steve is not here. And it's his birthday. But he gave me an itinerary of, oh, here's what we're going to be doing every week that I'm gone until I come back. And this was on there. So, but I am not on here alone. And we have some very luscious special guests with us today. I'm going to bring on Amelia, Ezra, and Denzel. Hello, everyone.
So just Hi. Really quick, Steve's not here.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. He's still on his journey. He's still on his journey to find himself.
I find it funny that his journey also requires him to send us constant itineraries of the show. of like
yeah
what he wants going on. So that's just where I'm at right now.
Yeah. Hmm.
It's just like controlling behavior that he's been displaying since he left. That's like, you know, it's kind of concerning. It's like he can't just go off and have a vacation.
I don't know if it's a vacation, though. It doesn't seem like it's very fun. You know?
You know what he's been doing? We haven't gotten any updates.
No, he just, I mean, like, he'll, like, send me an email of, like, do this now. While he's, like, out. And I don't know where he's at. But
I gotta say, that video it made me, like, did he have a bar mitzvah while he was gone? Because that seemed like the videos they play at kids' bar mitzvahs, where it's like, look at all these pictures of this kid.
Especially that part towards the end with the prophylactic.
Yeah. Yeah, because like that's part of the bar mitzvah ceremony where Jews become men. They learn how to use prophylactics and they have to show that they can do it at their bar mitzvah party.
Well, see, that was me. I made that video and I only looked at the photos that he had on his Facebook and like footage he had on like from like past videos he made. So this one was under Jihad music video and I thought it worked really well and I thought it was very luscious when he pulled it out and I thought it worked with the birthday sex. And so I put it in there. And it was luscious. It was hot. It didn't get me bothered, but it made the Sotelo gang bothered. And speaking of Sotelo gang, we have some special guests. I'm sorry?
It bothered me. It didn't make me bothered.
Oh, me. No, that's okay. It, like it got you hot and bothered. Like,
well,
Well, we have special guests with us today. and I'm going to bring them on. One of Andrew, or one of Steve's very luscious guest or roommate Andrew and one of Steve's oldest friends Josh. Hello guys, how are you guys doing?
I'm good. Pretty good.
How are you? Josh is having a ball and I like that. It's fun, it's luscious, and I'm in for
it. Too much of that word.
We need a luscious counter. That's what we need.
It's my word of the day. And it's actually Steve's word of the day. He has this like word of day thing, but he hasn't been here, so I've been doing it.
No, he's been emailing it to us. It's luscious every day.
Oh, I think it's just one of those lush. It's like a luscious brand pull tab calendars. Like it's just lush. Like it's just like luscious.
Not a word of the day calendar. It's just a calendar that says luscious on every page.
I misread that.
Yeah,
I misread that. Okay.
Anyway, let's meet our guests. I'm sorry.
Yes. Andrew, we saw him a couple weeks ago. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good. Trying to survive this whole ordeal, but you know.
And then someone we haven't seen ever, Josh.
Hey.
Hello. Who are you? You are Steve's oldest friend, but can you tell us a little bit more about yourself?
I'm Josh. I used to drive a 2001 Toyota Camry, and then I crashed it. Now I currently drive a 2006 Sprinter Mercedes van, working on that to do a little van conversion, high roof, you know, so I can stand up. Got that. What else? Living in Venice.
That's perfect. That's all we needed to know.
Super hot GF.
You have a super hot GM? Like a general manager?
I mean, yeah, and GF, kind of they're synonymous, I guess.
Are you sleeping with your boss?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's a manager, so I just like work, you know.
Cool. Do you get priority for shifts or?
Yeah. Well, I'm working from home right now, so basically, she leaves out to the office, and I'm still here. So.
Cool.
Yeah. So actually, I had 4 days off in a row, so that's pretty cool.
That is super cool. Was there like a COVID outbreak or something like at the house?
Friday I had a family thing, and then Saturday, Sunday I had off, and then I worked this Saturday, and then so I got Monday off, so I worked Tuesday through Saturday this week. But super glad to be here and have this birthday celebration. Hello.
Yes, yes, it is. It's Steve's birthday celebration, and for me, that means the same thing that it means for Steve, which is we are doing a trivia.
Okay, it means the same. Steve's birthday means the same to you that it does to Steve.
Well, it's because he tells me what to do, and then I just do it. Like, if he tells me to jump, I go, like, okay, fine.
So I just, like, if anybody thought that my birthday was as important to them as it is to me, I would be honored, you know? Like, that's love right there.
Sometimes my mom would decorate the house with streamers and, like, little positive notes about yourself when you would come from school for your birthday. So, you guys should
That's very cute.
So nice.
That is a super luscious idea. I think I'm going to do that for Steve, but I don't know when he comes back. And when he comes back, that means I'm going to be homeless. So
I don't know if I know where he's been. Isn't it a life swap? So
say that again.
Didn't you swap lives? So isn't he just living in your old life?
Well, I was homeless before.
Oh, okay.
Watch out. That eviction moratorium ends January 31st.
Exactly. Ooh, and he just went to Upland from what I know. So we'll see. So how this trivia works is every question is about every year of Steve's life. And I'm not going to lie. I did look at some of the all of the questions already. Not all of them are about his actual birthday, because when he was a baby, he forgot like what he did when he was one or two or three or four. I think after or five or six. I don't know. We'll just get to it. But whoever wins the most points, I'll give them something here. Like in the house, maybe like a free, like he has so many Sotelo Gang t-shirts. Maybe I'll just give you one of those, okay?
And $10 to the charity of their choice, I'll donate.
You'll donate. Oh,
oh,
wow. Our first guest to come on and big time us. That's amazing.
Wow. Color me green because I'm envious, and color me red because I'm mad, but color me like gray because I'm an alpha shark from last
time. No, if you're gonna get colored, you're probably a coloring page from a children's book, but you know,
like the one with the watercolors already on it, so that like you mess it up and then you just have
like the basic ones that you give to children at restaurants to distract them from like driving the table crazy.
That's
what you're going for.
Thank you.
Okay, but
Josh, what's happening, man?
Hey,
what's going on in your what are you doing?
He's still pumping up.
Is that something that you have to absolutely do right about now?
Is it bleeding over via mic?
Well, we can just hear and see it. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
It's okay. I think it's a super luscious action, so it's fine.
I don't think Twitch is going to see it's a luscious action.
I don't think that matters.
Twitch won't get mad at us because we're not asking for anything. We're just trying to have a little birthday fun.
Oh.
Got it. I am fixated on it, and I am a big fan. But let's get to it.
All right.
So, question number one. Steve was born in what city? A, Fontana, B, Ontario, C, Upland, or D, Rancho Cucamonga?
And clarifying question, are you going to call on us to answer? Yeah. Can we write this down?
Well, don't write it down. You have to yell it at me. Yell it at me now.
Rancho.
Okay, who said Rancho?
That as well.
Yeah.
Okay. I am also going to piggyback off of Josh and Ezra.
And say Rancho?
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Andrew?
Wait.
I might be wrong.
No, wait. Cancel that. I change it to Upland.
Okay, so we have everyone's answers locked in. Is that true?
Well, I'm gonna go with D because my name is Denzel.
Very good.
I just want to clarify. I went with Rancho Cucamonga because I'm not 100% sure it's a real place.
Never mind. Let me change my answer.
I'm going with C.
I'm gonna go with Ontario.
Like, I recognize it from Workaholics, but I don't think I've seen it on the map.
I thought you were doing it because Josh said it, and Josh is
so. So it sounds like none of you guys know where Steve was born because the answer was A, Fontana. None of you guys got that correct.
Kaiser off of Sierra.
Yeah.
Now, really important question: is Rancho Cucamonga a real place?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All of these cities are in the same area, which is the Inland Empire, Steve is the king of.
I thought he was a lord. I'm so confused.
No, he's the lord of finger guns. Well, he was until he got pranked, and then all you guys are lords, and then he had to go find himself. He's the prince of Upland, and then he's the king of the empire, which is Inland Empire. Question two. What was Steve's first residence? Was it A, a 4-bedroom house? B, a 2-bedroom apartment? C, a 3-bedroom apartment? Or D, a 3-bedroom house?
And now, is this like with Steve's parents, or?
Yes, when he was 1 year old.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with D because my name's Denzel. Oh,
okay. Yes.
I'm gonna go D too, actually. I'm gonna go.
Okay.
I'm actually gonna go with B. I'm gonna go with B.
Okay.
I'm going with B as well.
And okay. I'm gonna go with C because I think I'm gonna go with D because that's where the house they live in the show Workaholics.
Okay. Well, all the answers are in, and the answer was B. It was a 2-bedroom apartment. So Amelia and Andrew get the first points of the game. Okay. Question number three. What show did Steve go watch when he was caught, or after he caught his parents having sex when he was three? Was it A, the Power Rangers, B, Flipper, C, Captain Planet, or D, G.I. Joe?
A.
Okay, we have Josh saying A.
I'm gonna say A because my mother's name is April.
Ooh, I know Denzel's game now.
I'm gonna go with D because I just feel like that's the show that the Workaholics guys would be most likely to watch.
Yes.
We also know Edra's game.
I think I'm gonna go with B.
You're going with B?
Yeah.
Okay. Are all the answers in?
No. I'm going to go with A, but not because my mom's name is April. It's because she is a Power Ranger.
Oh, that's very cute and very luscious. I like that answer.
Wait, a narc her out.
It's wrong.
Dude.
The answer was B, Flipper.
What?
That's an ironic movie choice to watch right after you caught your parents doing the do. That's interesting. I mean,
truth be told, it wasn't like Steve was consciously like, okay, let me figure out something to watch to wash away. He just went, okay, my parents are doing something. Let me go into the living room and watch something because I'm pretty sure I'm not supposed to be seeing what I'm seeing.
Did they say anything? Did they got you?
I mean, well, when Steve did that, I'm sure, deep down, since this is the Steve that we all know, it's hard for me to believe that he didn't intentionally choose Flipper as the movie after he just, never mind.
I think that this explains why every time I've talked to Steve about sex, he's brought up the movie Flipper.
Ooh, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, that's some hot goss, and I'm for it. But I'm also for question four. Where did Steve move to when he was four? Was it A, Ontario, B, Upland, C, Fontana, or D, Rancho Cucamonga?
Okay, I know this one. And it is B, Upland.
Yeah.
I'm going to say B.
Is everyone just saying it's B?
I was going to say B, but not because I know the answer, but because I have a dear friend named Brittany, and she just texted me about 5 minutes ago. So
I'm
going with that.
Yes.
So I think I'm going with B. Everyone's going with B.
I'm going to go with D.
D?
Yeah.
Okay. The answer is Rancho Cucamonga.
Darn. The one time I don't follow my game, I lose.
It sounds like I'm you should have. I had my pen ready for
I thought I would, you know, take a swing, claim to know something I absolutely have no information about.
Oh, I got it. I got it then.
Yes. Andrew and Amelia are both tied with 2 points. Question five. What was the name of the elementary school Steve began to go to at 5 years old? Was it A, Sierra Vista, B, Valley Vista, C, Coyote Canyon, or D, Alta Loma?
Wait, I'm going to say A because I went to Sierra Vista.
Okay. Wait, what did you say, Andrew?
I'll go with B.
B?
D, as in dog.
Okay.
Well, I'm trying to remember the name of the school in the episode of Workaholics called Heist School. And I don't recall, but because of the fact that it's a TV show that's a comedy, I would guess that they would go with alliteration. So I'm going to say C, Coyote Canyon.
Okay.
Oh, no, wait. Valley Vista is also alliterative.
I know.
I'm sticking with the canyon.
I'll go with Valley Vista.
Okay. Are you guys ready? The answer is Valley Vista.
No!
Come through alliteration.
I just got a notice. Oh, wait. No, sorry about that. I lost my train of thought. So Amelia has 3 points, and she's leading. Followed by Andrew with 2 points. Okay, question six. What was the name of Steve's bitchy teacher in the first grade? Was it Miss Walk, Miss Sorensen, Miss Edwards, or Miss Lopez?
This Workaholics bit is harder and harder to use.
Miss Lopez.
I'm going to go with D because, well, my name's Denzel.
Ah.
I'm going with C because that says Miss Edwards and it's in reference to our co-host, Edward, and I haven't seen him in a hot minute, so.
I like that.
Yeah, and I guess I'll go with A because one time when I was in elementary school, I don't remember the actual injury, but it was like something that I had to like go to the doctor for and be in a cast for on my leg, and my elementary teacher told me to walk it off.
Oh, hell yeah.
So A, walk.
You know what, though? Someone got their first points, and that was Ezra.
Yes!
It was Lisa Walk.
Going with personal connections.
I'm going. Go Slumdog Millionaire on us. Why don't you?
I will.
Can we take a brief moment to appreciate Adamar Macias, who is wishing Steve, who is not here, a happy birthday?
Sure.
Yeah.
But I just don't understand why he's not here. You know, he's not here, but he could be on Facebook and say that he's not here. Okay. I don't think that
was, but that's the second time he said it.
Yeah, he was trying to get his point across.
Yeah.
Well, we heard it. We heard it. And we hear it.
Heard it first, folks.
So I'm going to go with B.
Well, Andrew takes a year and a half to answer.
He already said the answer.
And he got the answer wrong.
Yeah, you know.
He said the answer before Andrew had a chance to answer. About it
and well, not, he's like, oh, I never gave my answer. So
he needs to make haste. That should have been his resolution. Going to question 7. In the second grade, what did Steve keep doing that he didn't recognize was wrong until later? A, he ate gum under tables. B, he kept looking down his second grade teacher's blouse. C, he kept kissing the girls on the cheek. Or D, he kept spanking everyone.
Okay. I'm going to go... with C. I'm trying to think of a personal connection to it, but I just think it's right. I don't have a personal connection to it. I just believe that that's what Steve did.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with A because I like apples.
Okay.
I think I'm gonna go with the ate gum under the tables, A.
Okay.
I think that's something he would do.
I'll go with C.
C, kissing the girls on the cheek. Okay. And, the answer...
But he wanted to vote for D, spanking everyone.
Who did?
Josh said that. He said he had to go, but he wanted to vote for that.
Oh. Well, you guys are all wrong. Because you couldn't stop looking down his second grade teacher's blouse. And, you know, I remember there's one conversation that I had with Steve back in the day where he mentioned this to me. And he said it wasn't that he was, like, trying to look at some breasts. He just didn't know what that thing in her shirt was. And it turns out it was a bra. And he was like, what is this thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's understandable.
He was just a little curious, huh? You can't help it.
Again, I should have gone with the personal connection. Damn.
You should have. Question 8. The first birthday that Steve remembers. What was the theme of this birthday cake that his mom made him when he was 8? Was it Mulan themed? Was it WWF themed? Was it WCW themed? Or was it Mickey Mouse themed?
Hmm.
What's WWF?
It's wrestling.
World Wrestling Federation.
WCW.
It's
World
also
Championship Wrestling.
Okay.
It's competing company or the main one for a while.
And yeah. It's like Coca-Cola came along.
And then Mickey Mouse.
Yes.
Oh, that's the rat, you know, from Disney.
Oh, or yeah.
Mouse from Disney.
It's a mouse.
Yeah.
I'll say A, because if it's not A, then I don't know Steve.
I was also going to say A, because that was always my favorite Disney movie growing up.
I will also say A, but not because it's my favorite or that I know Steve that well. I just feel like that's just what the answer is.
I was going to say A, but...
Stick with it.
Now that everyone's chosen it, I mean, why not? Go ahead. If we go down, we go down together.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And you know what? Who is that answer I see? It is A looking right back at me. And you guys all got points.
Nice.
Congrats, guys. That was a sweep. Yeah. And Denzel finally has some points on the board. Going to question 9. What was not one of the colored cupcakes that he took to class on his birthday in the 4th grade? Was it A, pink, B, purple, C, blue, or D, yellow?
Hmm. I'm gonna go with B, purple, because that's currently the house color of my house in Animal Crossing.
Oh.
Right on. Right on.
I'm gonna go with B because of blood, and blood is red. Don't ask questions.
That makes sense. No, that makes sense.
I'm gonna go with purple because I don't think aesthetically on a cupcake it'll go with blue or yellow. So purple.
I'll go with purple as well.
Okay. The answer was D, yellow.
Ah, damn.
He really big on the color coordinating.
So were these all, and I know you weren't there, but do you know, were these all on one cupcake or like each individual, like different cupcakes were different colors?
You know what, though? I do know this answer, though, because I have like this really big interest in cupcakes. And so he told me that his mom actually made, it's just one single color, and each one of them has a, had like came with a little ball in a cup toy.
Whoa.
That she put on herself. She made the cupcakes, she frosted them, and then she put the thing on. She sounds like the best.
Yeah.
Shout out to Steve's mom.
Steve's mom is pretty cool, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know her.
It's understandable.
It's like you won't know the name here. Question number 10. What was the name of Steve's dog that died right after his birthday in the fifth grade? Was it A, Cuco, B, Paco, C, Ernie, or D, Jerry?
Well, I'm going to go with D, Jerry, because I didn't have a dog growing up, but we did watch a lot of Seinfeld.
Ah.
Hmm.
It's either A or B.
It's A or B. I think I'm going to go with B. I have no reasoning. Just B.
I was going to go with B because of something that I can't explain because it's offensive.
Are you sticking with B?
Yeah, I'm sticking with B.
I'm going to go with B because whatever Denzel was going to say is offensive, I would go for it.
Oh.
Yeah, I kind of want to switch to B because of that as well.
Okay, so everyone's B. The answer is, in fact, B.
Whoa.
And you guys all got a great clean sweep. Congrats, and may you rest in peace, Ponko. You were a very cool dog for the year that Steve had you. Also, very sad birthday.
Denzel is that... Is the way that you knew this offensive because you killed Paco?
Ooh.
No. I mean, I'll go into it later. Just remind me. Remind me later.
Ah, I respect
that. I think Andrew got it really fast, but just I'll go into it later.
Yeah, that's a very luscious tactic. I'm all for it.
Cool.
Question 11. What free pie slice from Marie Callender's did Steve choose to have when he was 12? A, banana cream, B, key lime, C, sky high Boston cream, or D, dreamy creamy red velvet?
I'm going to go with D because of the double D right there. D, then dreamy.
Oh,
I'm going with that.
Nice.
I'm going to go with banana cream because I know that's one of their hot ticket items at Marie Callender's.
B.
Okay. I'm going to go with
key lime.
I'm going to go with C, Sky High Boston Cream, because when I was 12, I thought that just like the concept of anything being high was funny.
That is extremely funny, and funny enough, that's exactly how Steve also thought, because he did get that pie.
Wow.
And me being a Marie Callender's aficionado, I also know that they discontinued that pie. Steve was the only one getting that pie, apparently. And the only reason why he would get it is because it came with a giant slice of cake on top. So he got two desserts for the price of one, or for the price of none, really, if we were thinking about it.
That is too much. But also, sounds great.
Yeah, it was very good from the time I've had it.
Damn.
Question 12. Who did Steve admit his crush to when he turned 13? Was it A, Ashley Bangle, B, Alexa Tomaselli, 3, Adriana Riccio, or D, Kristen Safko?
And sorry, are these the who you told about your crush or who your crush was?
These were my crushes, or Steve's crushes.
Right. Yeah, yeah. It's premise. No, but I mean, like, okay, so the answer we're going for is which one of these 13-year-old girls is Steve in love with?
Yes.
Okay.
Is there an E for all the above possibility?
I know for a fact that Steve was into Kristen Safko until high school. That she was just a plain Jane in middle school.
So you basically just gave everyone a hit. You just said, hey, you can just take out
me. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
We all get a point.
Gordon is coming undone here.
Hmm.
I mean, I would think so. We have like 20 more slides left.
We're halfway there and living on a prayer.
I'm gonna go with C. Yeah, I was looking at C, and something about that name combination.
Yeah,
I'm kind of off of my game now because this is beginning to be a bit long winded. but I'm gonna go with C because I just feel like that name and it was something about that for me with Steve. I think would get the job done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's that last name. Who wouldn't have a crush on somebody with that last name?
Riccio?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I was thinking that it couldn't be C because the only Riccio I went to school with was this guy, Matt Riccio, who I didn't like that much.
Mm.
So I'm going to go with A, Ashley Bangle, because there were some... Okay, Ashley's.
Okay. I'm confused. I thought we all got a free pass because Gordon said.
No, that's not Kristen Safko.
It's not Kristen Safko. We know that.
Yeah, no, he eliminated one of the possible answers.
Got it.
Talking about girls' looks now.
Okay. Then I'll just go with B because no one chose it.
And Amelia gets another point because the answer was Alexa Tomaselli. And clearly enough, Alexa turned him down.
Mm-hmm.
And it hurt. But he blew past that, I think.
It probably took some time.
Yeah. Maybe.
At least 10 years.
I don't know. Question 13. What phone did Steve buy when he turned 14? Was it a Nokia N-Gage QD, a Sony Ericsson Lite, a BlackBerry Pearl, or a Nextel 0820?
Okay.
What year was this, if you can give us more background?
That'd be 2004?
Yeah, 2003.
2003.
Okay.
Actually, it was 2005.
Okay.
Yeah, because Steve and I are the same age. That makes more sense.
I don't think BlackBerries were a big thing, not until maybe like 2007.
Yeah,
I do feel like you need to remember. Maybe I don't know if you guys are that aware of it. Steve used to have a real big thing while buying really interesting, is what I'll use, phones. So I'm not really. Well, I'm not saying that it could be a BlackBerry. I'm just saying keep that in mind when you're picking your answer. Unless you're going to do what I am. I'm just going here for the joke. I'm going to go with D. Because something in my brain makes me laugh about... D next to. It's just something makes me chuckle.
And I'm like your twin brother.
Yes.
It does sound like an evil twin brother named D Nextel.
I'll go with the Blackberry Pearl.
Oh.
I'm going to go B Sony Ericsson Light because I remember wanting one of those.
I don't know what those are.
Me neither.
It's a cool phone.
But I do.
What about Nokia? Nokia was pretty big, I know, for being
the Nokia N-Gage QD. It had the abilities to play Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 on it.
Whoa.
It did.
Steve carried the record for the highest score on it because he found a glitch that let him stay in the middle of the air just doing a bunch of tricks. Clearly, the answer is A, Nokia N-Gage QD.
Wow. Amelia.
Amelia is killing it. Speaking of killing, where did they go eat for Steve's birthday when he turned 15? Was it Marie Callender's, Claim Jumper, Black Angus, or Hometown Buffet?
What's Claim Jumper?
I always thought it was a clam place, but it's not.
Claim Jumper is a very, very cute, rustic, like pioneer-themed steakhouse where they only have one steak, but they have tons of ribs. Whatever kind of ribs you want, they have baby. It's like Tony Roma's, but like pioneer themed. And they have this 7-layer cake. It's 7 layers. It's chocolate, and if you have one slice of it, you're technically a diabetic.
Well, then we can eliminate B because I don't think Steve is diabetic.
No, but
oh no.
I'm gonna go with D because in high school we used to like all my friends would hang out at the mall, and in the mall there was a Hometown Buffet, and we used to make fun of it a lot because it was full of old people.
Something in me wants to pick Claim Jumper, but the other part of me doesn't, and it's like the good and the bad part of me.
He's conflicted.
Yeah, because
which side is good?
I feel like picking it is the good side, but I also it could be bad if maybe Steve told Gordon to explain all that he just explained to us about Claim Jumper to trick me into thinking that it could possibly be the right answer, because those were so many details that we got.
I mean, I could give you those details about every one of those questions. I'm a huge Marie Callender fan. Steve was a thick boy, yes. As we saw in the slideshow, he was a thick boy. It's fine.
I'll say A.
Marie Callender's. Mm-hmm. That's the other one.
See, you can't go wrong with either one, because Steve, I know, loves the salad bar at Marie Callender's, and they also have a very good salad bar at Claim Jumper. And so Steve would always get a meal, and then he would pair it with a side of the salad bar, which was unlimited servings, so he could go and feed himself on salad and then save the meal for later in the next day or so. He would have two meals for the price of one. You couldn't really do that by Angus.
I'm gonna go with Claim Jumper and hope that the side that I've chosen has won deep down. I'm keeping my cards close to the chest.
Okay.
I still think it's a clam restaurant.
Amelia, what was yours?
I'm going to go with Black Angus.
Okay. With their wagon wheel sampler. You know, they have...
Amelia, the- not picking the same one as me makes me feel good.
You could do a dinner for two at Black Angus. That's $54. You could get two ribeye steaks, a wagon wheel sampler platter, and a dessert of your choice. It was definitely more than enough food, and Steven loves a good value. That being said, Claim jumper was the answer. But Steve does this thing. Steve does this thing when he goes to claim jumper, because while people talk about the 7-layer cake, it is the Beats by Dre of the desserts there. Because the real good dessert that they have there is the apple crumble, which comes in its own little dish that you get to take home. And it's basically the size of 4 regular desserts. It's more value, and Steve always likes the best value in his sweets.
Are we getting sponsored? Jesus Christ, you gave us the whole menu for each single restaurant.
Except for Hometown Buffet, which is a crime.
Except for Hometown Buffet. I think it's pretty self-explanatory that their prices are never changing.
What's hard to explain the menu at Hometown Buffet when they revolve with over 300 different choices of your favorite meals to eat, whether you're feeling Mexican, Chinese, carved meats, or continental, or just trying to stay low and have yourself a nice soup or salad. They have everything they possibly want. And up until 2018, they were experimenting with sushi. Now, it didn't go over, but it was still okay because they overcompensated with their breakfast options, which came with your own, very own, make your own omelet station. And if you're a good boy, like Steve often was, he would ask and bring the materials required to make a bananas foster. And they would make it because he tipped very well.
I just realized that the buffet place in the mall that I used to hang out in high school was actually called Old Country Buffet.
Old Country Buffet is really, really good because they have everything that you would need for an old country meal. If you like Cracker Barrel, but you want to try everything on their menu, you go to Old Country Buffet, where they treat you like you are family.
We used to joke that it was Old People Buffet.
Yeah, mostly old people would go there. Steve will only go there on Tuesday nights because Tuesdays kids eat free. Speaking of free, what was Steve supposed to buy with his money his mom gave him when he turned 16? Was it A, driver's license courses, B, a motor scooter, or C, a Schwinn bike?
Okay, I'm going to go with A because that's the only thing on here that my mom would tell me to do.
Also just seems like such a mom thing to do. Here's some money for your birthday. Now go do something that's like technically not really the fun option, but something that will be fun later.
Mm-hmm. Invest in yourself. Happy birthday.
I also just don't really see Steve doing a whole bunch of bike riding.
I'm so disappointed that there's not a D option. I got to be honest.
Yeah, kind of took my game right from me.
I feel like it's a trick question. What's a Schwinn bike? What is it? Is that what it's called?
It's basically like a Nissan of bikes or a Ford of bikes. It's just a brand of bike, and this one specifically was supposed to be a 15 gear. But he already had a 12 gear and he wasn't using it. So what was the point?
That sounds like it's the bike.
I know.
I'm going to say A, just because it seems like the mom thing to do. Or at least that's what I'm saying out loud.
I'm going to change my answer to D. Your mom didn't give you money. I mean, your mom didn't give her money. Final answer.
I'm going to go with E, because I don't think she gave you the money on your birthday. I think she gave it to you like months later because she forgot.
After we talked about how great Steve's mom was, you would think that she would
forget. She can still be great and forget a birthday. All that greatness?
Not forgiven. Andrew, what's your question? Or what's your answer?
My question is... No, I don't have a question. I'm going to go with A.
Okay. The answer was, in fact, B. What? You're supposed to buy a 150cc scooter from Pep Boys because it was $600. And Steve's mom gave him exactly $600. And on the memo, it said a scooter. And then Steve didn't do shit with that money. He just spent it on food and girls.
Damn.
At 16.
He was a real horn dog.
He was tricking at a young age. I like it.
What did Steve do after having... Speaking of tricking, what did Steve do after having dinner with his family when he was 17? Did he get high with his friends? Did he get drunk with his friends? Did he went to go bang Lauren Voss? Or did he have a no fun movie night with Lauren Voss?
I'm gonna pick D because there's a D there, but it implies that there was no D there, so it makes me laugh in my brain.
That is very luscious. I like that.
I'm gonna go with C because that's what I did on my 17th birthday.
Someone
with Lauren Voss.
I'm kidding.
Good old LV.
I don't know who that is. I am gonna go with C though, just for fun. You're welcome, Steve.
Well, maybe when he hears it one day.
You mean Steve's not listening to the pod while he's on his journey?
I don't know what he's doing. He doesn't talk to me. Mm. What's the other answers?
I'll go.
What was yours, Andrew?
I'll go with D.
D. Okay.
Yeah. I think I'm gonna go with D as well.
Okay. The answer was A, and he didn't like it.
I knew it couldn't be C because Steve would never like. You can't put her on. This is a public place. I don't know.
Yeah, no. She's the bane of Steve's existence, though. But she's
I was not gonna say, I know that name.
I don't know that name. I'm a new friend.
So everyone had that classic, you're 18, you do this thing. But what did Steve's mom give him when he turned 18? Was it a scratcher, a pack of Reds, a grape Swisher Sweet, or a Black and Mild?
I don't know. Are the last two like liquor?
They're cigarillos. So they're slightly larger. They're like Steve, like thick boy Steve versions of cigarettes.
Okay. They're like for rolling blunts, not for smoking, you know?
But Steve didn't know that. He would smoke them anyway. It was a lot of bad tobacco that went into Steve's system when he was young.
Got it.
Yeah, that I can relate to. Not Lauren Voss. I don't know who that is.
I'm sure she's great now.
Yeah, should I call her? I'm gonna go with A because my mom would never give me tobacco ever.
I'm gonna go with A.
I was gonna go with A, but because something in my brain makes my reasoning feel offensive.
Oh,
for the same reasoning as the other one did.
The Paco.
Yes.
Andrew.
This is tough.
It was.
So she's a good mom, but would that mean she gave you a pack of Reds? I don't think so. So maybe let's go with Scratcher.
Okay. Mind you, Steve's rationale was that he asked for it. The answer is C.
Wow.
Yes.
It was a grape Swisher Sweet. And Steve was smoking those for like 2 years after.
The worst possible tobacco.
It really was. It's like a Four Loko as a cigarillo or as tobacco. Oh, it was that four great.
Four Lokos were so bad because they were so good.
Yeah, that's what Steve thought about the Swisher.
I feel like Steve just was interested in them because he heard about them in rap songs.
Steve was a hype beast too when he was younger. But speaking of hype, what happened at Steve's What happened to Steve at his surprise 19th birthday party? Did he almost get into a fight? He almost fucked a girl but was too drunk? He got cut open pretty bad? Or he stole his own birthday cake and went home early?
I'm going to go with B because it's funny.
B?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to go with B. Oh, sorry, Andrew. What'd you say?
Oh, my bad.
No, go ahead.
I'm going to go with D then.
Nice.
Because it's all so funny.
No, it kind of seems like Steve.
Oh, it does. All right, by the way, I'm not picking any of these because I think they're the right answer. I'm trying to get as many wrong as I can.
Well, Denzel, you're doing a great job.
I know.
I'm going to go with C because the more I hear about Steve at this age, he reminds me of my friend Chad, who did get cut open pretty bad on my 19th birthday party. Ooh. Complicated logic, but shout out to Chad. What's up, man?
I think I'm gonna go with B, just because I feel like he was a little bit more ballsy after he turned of age.
While you were true on that sentiment, Amelia, the answer is, and this is a little fun one, it's a twofer. It's both C and D. Steve got cut pretty bad at the beginning, and because he was very drunk, the blood was coming out. So he went home and he fixed himself up. Then he went back to the party and realized that all of his friends had left. But there's like randos there. And then he was like, well, I want these randos having my cake. And then he took the cake and then he left. And then him and his two best friends at the time, Derek and Jordan, ate some of the cake at his house. And then the rest of went to his family. So Ezra and Andrew get points.
Nice.
What show was Steve working on when he turned 20? Was it Dearly Departed? Was it The Boys Next Door? Was it To Kill a Mockingbird? Or was it The Fantastics? Now, this is the moment where Denzel came into Steve's life. So now the pressure is on.
Steve loves me regardless and knows who I am, which is why I think I know this answer. But I don't know if I'm going to try. I'm going to let everybody else answer and see if I want to go good or bad yet.
I'm going to go.
And the infamous story comes into play of Steve getting truly into character whilst he was on stage. So I'm going to go with C.
To Kill a Mockingbird. When Steve played a racist.
Yep.
Well, that sounds like it's probably the right answer now, but I'm going to go with D because when I saw it at first, I thought it said Fantastics.
That's funny and luscious. Andrew, what's your answer?
I'm going to go with B.
Okay.
I'm going to also go with B.
Oh. Well, I feel like Denzel purposely chose wrong.
I did say he was going to do that.
Yeah, he did say.
Both B and C were when I knew him and we were friends, or Denzel and C were friends.
Technically, yeah, I did choose wrong on purpose because technically, when I first met Steve, it was when he was doing Boys Next Door,
which was a summer show.
Yeah, was just definitely in the summer.
and Kill a Mockingbird was a summer show as well.
Yeah, but I chose that one.
Well, you guys were all wrong. The answer is A.
Dearly
Departed.
I wanted to be within one of the wheelhouses of, like, while Steve and I were becoming close.
and I know this, and Steve's gonna catch on to this. He's gonna go, oh, I know what he did. Going into the fun years now, what was Steve's first drink as a 21-year-old? He had been drinking before, and he definitely drinks now, but what was his first official drink as a 21-year-old? Was it a pint of Bass Ale? Was it a pint of Stella Artois? Was it an Old Fashioned or a Whiskey Sour?
I actually don't know this one, but like I'm kind of going through them. I don't remember Steve being like a super like big into like beer yet. Like at that time, I remember him being like, "Oh, he'll drink it," but I don't remember him being like super duper interested in it. Like until he actually went off to school in LA. Hmm. Part of me actually kind of wants to get this, but I don't know the answer, only because it's alcohol related.
Oh. Oh. Now someone's trying. Oh, oh. You get no sympathy.
I mean, I don't care if I get it wrong.
Adam wishes Steve.
Again? What a whore.
I'm gonna go Whiskey Sour.
Okay.
Ooh.
I'm going to say see Old Fashioned because I feel like Steve would try to like class it up for 21, but then immediately take a shot of like bad vodka or something.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with see Old Fashioned because I feel like that's a sentence he would have used, like a see Old Fashioned.
Andrew?
I'm going to go with see Old Fashioned only because it's probably wrong, but Steve turned me on to Old Fashions.
Oh, he did, huh? Well, the answer was, while he did have a fancy cocktail later in the night, he was with his family and at the Cheesecake Factory, and so he had a pint of Bass Ale.
Dang, see, I thought this was at a bar with friends.
Mm.
That's my mistake. I should have known better. Steve's a family man.
He is.
Steve is a Hannah Montana where he's the best of both worlds because guess what? Where did Steve and his friends eat when he turned 22? He goes out with his friends too. Was it A, Yard House, B, Cheesecake Factory, C, Sushi Shiro, or D, Lazy Dog Cafe?
Hey, Gordon, can I ask you a question really fast?
Yes.
Is this one of the birthdays that I was in attendance for?
You were.
Do you know? Okay.
I was gonna say if you answer this wrong, you're a whore.
I mean that's already it's really gonna offend me. Wow. I was going to say, this is like the best I've felt in a while. So kudos to Steve for this game because I'm just really...
Well, that's the part good.
That
I'm like,
that I technically supposed to have been a part of. The fact that my memory is this shit. Jesus Christ. That's so funny. Huh. This is so weird.
Would you guys like a hint? Perhaps?
I'm actually just going to go with Yard House.
Okay. Yeah, I would love a hit.
Shiro. I thought I was waiting on Denzel.
No, yeah, don't wait on me. I can be of no help here. I would love a hint, though.
Steve had a prime roast. No, not a prime roast. It was a pot roast beef dip with a sangria.
Okay, I'm gonna change my answer.
Oh yeah, same.
Yeah, definitely wasn't. I can remember it wasn't sushi. It wasn't a sushi place.
I'm gonna go with Lazy Dog Cafe.
Oh, I was gonna go with Cheesecake Factory.
I don't remember.
Hell yeah!
Ever eating at a Lazy Dog Cafe, but like, there's something about Cheesecake Factory and Yard House that are really screaming at me.
Yeah.
You said you had a pot roast and sangria?
Yeah, it was a pot roast beef dip and a white a peach raspberry sangria.
I'm gonna go with. I'm gonna say Yard House, but I don't know if that's accurate either. But I'm gonna go with Yard House.
Andrew, what's your answer?
I know Tsuchishiro is known for its pot roast and its sangria, but I'm gonna go with D.
D, Lazy Dog?
Yeah.
The answer was Denzel is a whore. It's Lazy Dog Cafe.
Yeah. I really don't remember ever being there.
From what
Can you tell me who else was in attendance?
Yeah, I absolutely could because Steve told me about it. It was Annie, it was Cameron, it was Josh, it was you and Sean, and
I should have texted Sean.
Sean should have been a part of this show.
Ryan there?
Ryan was there, and so was I think Tracy.
What about what's her why I forget that Crystal? Girl's name? Yeah,
Crystal was there.
Okay.
It was a whole.
I really don't remember this. Wow. Well,
you're a whore.
You know what's really bad is I don't remember a lot of the birthdays that I've spent with Steve. However, because you just mentioned Cameron, I definitely remember all of us going to Dave and Buster's that one year for Cameron's birthday.
For his birthday.
Yeah, even though this has nothing to do with Cameron. That just popped into my brain. And this was that photo. Time. It was. And we hit that jackpot there a couple times. Anyway, sorry. I'm like moseying down memory lane, even though I have no memory of going to the LDC.
I like that. You made that into an acronym. I like that. It's luscious.
I'm so interested in the rest of these.
What was Steve's favorite gift when he turned 23? And let me just tell you something. I am enthralled that Steve did this. And Josh wasn't here for it because his gift to Steve was not on this list. Was it a cooking set, a bottle of good whiskey, cash, or a wrestler bottle opener?
23.
Steve at 23. I
want to
say D.
I will also say D.
Yeah, it's D.
Good answer. But B isn't that bad either. Had Steve gotten his apartment at this point?
He did. But he did, right? Didn't have his bar yet.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
This was like month three of living in his apartment. So you had just been there for the holiday party.
for the gift exchange.
That was a sham. That was
fun. I thought we all took that seriously. Anyway, I'm gonna say D. I'm gonna go with D. My gut's telling me D.
It was another possible. Yeah, no. It was another sweep. You guys all got it right. It was a wrestler bottle opener.
Amazing.
All right, going on to question 23. What show was Steve working on that he had to skip out on his birthday celebrations at age 24? Was it some MFA bullshit? Was it a funny thing happened on the way to the forum? Was it an improv show? Or was it Clybourne Park?
Would it be too much if you gave us the year?
The year was 2016.
Okay.
What show was Steve working on that he had to skip out?
I know this, but I'm going to let everyone else.
Oh.
I'm going to go with C.
Hmm.
For for no reason.
I'm gonna, just because I know Amelia knows it, I'm just gonna say I'm gonna wait until after Andrew gives his answer. But once we give our answers for this one, we're locked in because my elimination process is going to, I don't want to, like, anyway, go ahead.
But I will say this now, this is the, I should have said this, the answer before, but this is the point where Amelia and Andrew enter the chat of Steve's friendship.
I was gonna say, I was like, I definitely would have known Andrew by this point.
No, I knew Steve at 23 when he was 23.
Well, yeah, because you were around when he was turned 24, so duh.
Yeah. Hell yeah, roast him.
Okay. Come on, Andrew. All
right. Fuck. You said this is 2016?
Yes.
Okay. I will say the Clybourne Park.
Clybourne Park. Okay.
Yeah. You already gave your answer, right, Ezra?
I did. I said C, improv show, for no reason.
Okay. 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 So I know it wasn't a funny thing that happened on the way to the forum because he was doing that show on my birthday, which I came out to come see.
Which was 6 weeks after, or which was six, like, well,
6 weeks, how, yeah, which was
after my birthday.
Yeah.
And usually rehearsal processes are 10 to 6 weeks.
Yeah.
All right, Gordon, can you read the question one more time?
What show was Steve working on? Sorry.
Was Steve working on? It could be like you're doing auditions or rehearsals or being in the show.
Okay, I was gonna say because I know it wasn't gonna be C. even though technically I guess that could have been a possibility, but I am gonna say B. Now that you've rewritten the question out loud.
All right, I'll say B.
No, we're locked in our answers.
I'm gonna stick with C.
You are.
I'm feeling good about it.
It was B.
Yeah.
I'm going to give Ezra an additional point and make this a clean sweep.
What? Why?
Because
how was it a clean sweep? Andrew didn't get it.
Andrew changed it. Everyone gets the point. The answer was a funny thing happened on the way to the forum.
I don't know why I got a point for that, but thank you.
Because technically, when did we stop doing? Gordon, because I know Steve has told you a lot. When was our last show for the improv stuff?
Because our last show was, if I'm not mistaken, it was May 23rd, 2016.
Okay.
Sounds right.
Okay. Yeah.
I should have known it was a funny thing happened on the way to the forum because that's what got Steve noticed, and that's how we got to the whatever the event was.
The Arizona finals?
Yes.
Well, me and Edward got there, not you. You went with some girl who thought she was better than Steve.
Yes. Yes. And
she was talking the hottest shit. Saying that she was a better actor and that Steve was just a two-role actor, but he pulled out that third role, and that third role was fucking winner. Okay, Lissette.
Oh! Wow. I didn't know you were naming names.
Hey, man.
Feelings about this, Gordon.
It's the problem to me isn't that. It's
Andrew just her has entire left the chat.
yeah, take that lap. That's funny.
That she broke people's hearts.
She did.
She was just not a good person. She thought she was better. She thought she was hot shit. She's not hot shit because she's a preschool teacher now.
And I will say, she's gonna be married. I was gonna say I want Andrew to come back because when it will broken hearts or whatever. My initial introduction to her still remains to be the funniest thing, and Andrew needs to look at me and know why that's funny, especially for how that ended up in the long run. We'll go into that afterwards. It just lets you just sit on that. I don't know how much of that you remember from our glorious dinner at, what was that, Denny's IHOP after the show, and Steve was very upset with us after that show. It was a really fun time.
What?
Lamaris was there for that. I'll tell you guys afterwards. I'm like the most energized I've been in a while. Let's go.
It's because I called some random thought a bitch, and that's why he's got so much energy now.
I had no idea this is what we were going to end up with.
Well, guys, we only have a couple questions left. Let's just get.
Yeah, no, we gotta wrap this up soon. This is the longest show we've done.
It's
literally this year.
This year. Okay, yeah. Is the third show or second show? I don't know. Well, anyway, 25 was a big year. But why doesn't Steve remember this birthday? Was he too drunk? Did nothing big happen? Was he heartbroken? Or did he just skip it?
Here's my logic. If you're heartbroken, you would remember that. If you skipped it, you would remember that. And if nothing big happened, well, you might not remember that. But I think you were too drunk.
25.
I'm going to go with
25.
A.
25 would have been 2017 then.
Yes, early 2017.
Early 2017.
Yeah, like January 10th-ish.
Yes.
I don't think it was.
Oh.
Wow, all of these memories are like flooding back. Jesus Christ. But they're all like jumbled and in one big clusterfuck right now, and it's hard to decipher. Go ahead, give your answer a minute. Sorry, I'm just talking out loud.
Wait, could one of the answers lead into another answer?
I hate this. I want this to end already. I'm choosing D.
Okay. Well, I guess, well, thinking about how Steve told me that beginning of the year happened, it's definitely not two of the, or it's definitely, yeah, it's definitely not two of the questions. But if you said one of the two answers that are, I would give you a point for it, then I would give you a point for it. But it's definitely not two of them. You could make an argument that. Wait, say that again?
A and C.
It's either, you think it's either A or C?
No, I think it's A and C.
Okay. That would be fun. If you guess both of them. Then I will give you 2 points.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Luscious treat. Yeah. Okay.
A and C is a good combo, but low key, so is C and D.
Yeah. True.
I think C or D. Yeah. Those are my choices.
I guess you can make an argument that. Because the way that Steve told me, fuck it, everyone gets 2 points.
Andy, wait,
everyone gets 2 points.
Wait, really quick, Grace, we can move on. But what was the answer? His official singular answer.
The official singular answer was C.
Okay,
I guess you can really make an argument that like B and D also work in this, but it's definitely not A.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I knew Steve was part of it for sure.
We're pushing forward. We're not analyzing. We're pushing forward.
My answer is C.
This answer right here, this year was a huge year for Steve because he had just had his surgery. But what food did Steve get sick on because his tummy was new? Was it a piece of dinner bread? Was it a piece of sushi? Was it a piece of chicken? Or was it ceviche?
Wow. I can't imagine your first meal being ceviche with a new stomach.
Oh, you gotta remember this is Steve. I was gonna say, you gotta remember this is Steve.
Well, but no, that's exactly why I was gonna pick D. Like, I can't imagine it, so it must be true. D is my final answer.
I remember this conversation, and it was D. Yeah, everyone can hop on if they'd like to.
Is everyone choosing D?
I'll choose A.
Okay.
There's a part of me that wants A as well.
I just like the concept of
dinner. No, we'll split it. Go 2 and 2. I'll go A with Andrew.
Well, the answer was in fact B.
Oh.
He was at the market broiler with his family, and he was very upset with all of the mush he was eating. He was eating baby food at this time and very soft food, like refried beans.
So he was like,
no, screw this. I'm getting a sushi or like a roll, like a California roll or something. And he got it, and he took one bite, and it was stuck. It was stuck right before his tummy, and he didn't know what was happening. So he went to he went outside, and he was like taking a walk, and he just wasn't feeling well. And so he went home, and his family stayed there and ate dinner and finished.
Damn. That's
also, yeah. It was raining, and they had just seen Coco.
Oh, at least he got to see Coco.
Yeah,
let's go on to the next one. Right,
yeah, thank you.
Okay, what did Steve enjoy with his family when he turned 27? Was it Gus's barbecue, Nobu sushi, Spanish tapas, or Ralph Brennan's jazz kitchen?
Well, I'm going to go with B because I think you wanted to conquer sushi. And by you, I mean Steve. After, you know, your previous experience with sushi.
Ooh. Surgery. I didn't even think of it like that.
I'm going with Gus's barbecue. Mm,
okay.
I really don't understand. I'm going to go with C. But back to my earlier things of my reasoning is offensive.
Ah.
Hell yeah.
Very. Muy caliente. Yeah. Andrew?
This is hard, but it's like I can almost see the answer. I don't want to say Spanish tapas because I know he always, at least as long as I've known him, talked about tapas. So I might say A, but he also did talk about Gus's barbecue too. But I can't remember when it started. So I'm going to go with A, but I know it's wrong.
And you are right, Andrew, that you're wrong.
Oh.
The answer is Spanish tapas.
Oh. Wow. Racism wins again.
Steve's a basic person. He likes his tapas, and he doesn't
awesome.
Ever get
a chance. What's the next question?
Wow. Amelia is being a real Lissette right now.
Oh my god. Anyway, yeah, what's 28? Show me 28.
What special treat did Steve get himself when he turned 28? Was it a bottle of good scotch? Was it a bunch of Portos? Was it a very expensive sushi or an escort?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm going to go with C because I know you're still trying to conquer. I mean, he is still trying to conquer that sushi.
I'm going to go with A. Is C?
My answer is C, very expensive sushi.
Okay.
I'm going to go with A just because I probably could picture the conversation of the not even a humble brag, just the brag of him talking to his friends of how much he spent on this one bottle of scotch.
Yeah, because at this point, bougie Steve had like perked his little head into the fray. Like, this is after, like, you know, big body Steve is kind of gone.
Yes.
Like I said, bougie Steve, when he's now slimming out, is popped up out of nowhere. So, like, I was going to go with A as well for that reasoning alone.
Andrew?
Was that last year?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Jeez. No, I want to say D.
Okay, Okay, good. Awesome. What's the answer?
The answer is D.
Steve!
There we go.
Wow, surprise! Okay, let's go. Come on, next
one.
Wait.
We got to spend time on this one. Gordon, do you know how it went? What was it like for Steve?
Climactic. Anyway.
That's something that I can actually... We've had those bro talks, and that's definitely something I could talk to you about later on.
Okay.
So we're going to go on to the last question, which is, in fact, something that's going to decide the game. So, how much money did Steve use to buy lotto tickets due to the increasing jackpots that were coming around on his 29th birthday? So he bought some lottery tickets. How much money did he spend on them? Did he spend no money? Wait,
you said this could decide the game?
Yes.
What? Okay, Andrew.
Not for you.
Break the game. No. I know not for me, but break the game. Steve has a trend of like the things that he wants to do for game shows, just breaking. Do you know how much he spent?
I believe so.
Tell the other two so you can break the game.
How do I do that?
Just
tell them how much he spent.
Oh, I'm pretty sure it was $200.
Okay.
I'm gonna say $200.
Same. $200. See.
I'm gonna say A for no reason because it doesn't matter for me. But I just wanted to. I hope this works.
So there was no clear winner decided.
I'll choose D.
Because you were all wrong. Andrew, I literally sang the song of Steve spending $100 while we were both downstairs earlier. So the answer was B. And Ezra, Amelia, and Andrew all tied with 11 correct answers.
Yes. Wow. So I still get my way, either way.
Denzel, you got fourth place with 8.
I got 8.
That's not that bad.
But here's the thing, guys. I really did not expect that there was going to be a tiebreaker. I just did not. So I have a game that's going to decide, and it's not appropriate at all.
Uh-oh.
But it's the closest thing. Actually, never mind. No. Okay. We're not doing that.
Okay.
I will tell you about it after the show, though.
Yeah, sure.
But all
right, cool, guys. Let's start with plugs.
I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 3. So basically, each one of you guys picks a different number, and then whichever one wins.
2.
9. Wait, what was the number? I'm so confused.
1 and 3. 1. The numbers between. So honestly, because.
Three, don't explain it. I got the directions. 3.
Okay. And so Andrew picks 1.
I said 2.
Oh, no. Ezra also picked 2. You can't do that. You have to pick 1. He was quick to it. He was first. So the answer in my head and the winner of the Steve's birthday trivia is someone with a name that starts with a vowel.
Okay.
Andrew.
It's this person right here. Yay!
Speech. No.
Okay. I feel like I got my way ultimately, so I'm happy.
Oh my gosh.
This is fun. I needed this today.
So was it?
Good.
Yes.
Good.
It was very luscious. It was super low. Super L. Super L.
All right. Who's going to take control so we could do the plugs and wrap this some bitch up?
Why don't you go first, Denzel?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. You guys can all follow me at SirSolvMente on both Twitter and Instagram. You know, I post silly things, say silly things. Come enjoy it.
Very nice. Very nice.
Very nice.
That's
very nice.
A chair.
Andrew has left. I'll go. Hi, I'm Ezra. Hi. I'm those at Ezra Party are on Instagram at Lester Pips. Also, Lester Pips, my show Thursday, Apocalypse Tips with Lester Pips. It's a real fun character show. If you ever heard of Comedy Bang Bang and liked it, well, try mine. It's kind of the same, but I'm a prepper. I mean, my character is. I'm not. Also, Fake News Fridays at 7 p.m. Wow, that's a show too. It doesn't have its own handle, but it does follow the Finger Guns handle for that one at Go Finger Guns. Then I also have a couple other shows. Yeah, for Fever Comedy Dolly. I don't need to plug every show every time. It's okay. That's Saturdays at 9 p.m. every other Saturday, and then also every other Saturday is the Anti-Influencer Hour at 7 on Saturdays. And for that one, I always do a bit and always run the tech. Okay.
Heck yeah. You guys can definitely follow me on Instagram at Carasa Amelia, and I'm also on Twitter at Amelia Whistles. I don't feel like I've been as active as I should be, but if you follow my Twitter more, I like to post about anime boys that are not real. What else do I like to do? That's it. Let's end this show, please.
And it's Steve's birthday. You can follow him at Steve_Sotelo. You can follow at GoFingerGuns on all social media platforms. You can follow Edward J. Rosales, who is my roommate that I never see. Okay, so come back. And then Adam R. Mack, who is a whore and kept posting on Facebook. I want to thank everyone for being a Andrew, you're back.
Nope.
And he's gone.
I took him off. No. Andrew, did you want to plug anything?
I don't think I have anything to plug.
Okay, a real.
He's just here for the good time and the long time, but it's a short time now, so let's go.
All right, guys. Everyone, goodbye and mwah, good luck. Bang. Pew 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 pew.
The name of the show once at the beginning or the end. Did he just leave instead of ending the broadcast? All right, I'll do it.